For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump spent his day talking about immigration, first at a convention in Las Vegas, then in an interview on TBN.
It's the Democrats' fault, but it wouldn't be their fault for long if they sat down with us. We could make a deal so quickly. But it's looking like they really want open borders and they want really crime to pour in.
Many Democrats spent the weekend touring centers for immigrant children. Florida Senator Bill Nelson, after being turned away earlier, finally got inside one facility in Florida.
The only good thing that we found out is that most of these here are communicating by telephone with their parents. But there doesn't seem to be a plan for reunification of the children.
California Congresswoman Jackie Speier says she doubts the government's word that 500 children have been released. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now, 800-399-6392.
A train derailment in northwest Iowa that broke apart some oil tanker cars has led to the city of Rock Valley shutting off all its drinking water wells. Lyon County Sheriff Stuart Vanderstoop.
Don't know how much oil has been spilt yet at this time, but we do have stuff in the water trying to catch some of the oil and keep it from going any farther.
The European Union is imposing trade tariffs, prompting a new threat from President Trump. The president responded to the EU tariffs taking effect today, targeting American goods largely from states he won in 2016. He tweets, "Based on the tariffs and trade barriers long placed on the U.S. and its great companies and workers by the European Union, if these tariffs and barriers are not broken down and removed, we will be placing a 20% tariff on all of their cars coming into the U.S. Build them here." German automakers have three plants in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Charlie Jones. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 6 weeks and my sleep has improved drastically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and begin to experience the kind of restorative sleep that you need in your life? And if you're waiting for a better offer, here it is. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2-pack offer. Two premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping right to your door. Just go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, and you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, promo code USA.
Authorities arrested a 19-year-old and held her in custody for 2 weeks after she accidentally jogged out of Canada and into the United States. Sadella Roman had spent the day with her mother at White Rock Beach in Canada on May 21st, which is a legal holiday there. She said she saw no fences or signs on the beach and said it was an accident. An officer stopped me and started telling me that I had crossed the border illegally, she said. Roman called her mother, Christine Fern, in tears after she was arrested. The thing is that anybody can cross the border very quickly, her mother said. It's like a trap, because if we don't see a sign, you can cross the border very easily and be arrested. A U.S. Customs and Border Protection spokesperson said her actions were still illegal, even though there are no fences or signs designating the U.S.-Canadian border. In downtown Pittsburgh, there was another round of street protests over a fatal police shooting of a black teenager. KBKA TV reporter David Highfield.
Most of the night, it seemed like a very peaceful crowd. In fact, they were determined to stay until the end of the Pirates game because they definitely wanted to create a disturbance here. They wanted to get attention for their issue. Police in riot gear were keeping a distance, but we did not see any violence this evening until this person tried to drive through the crowd, literally drive through the people.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.